Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the idea of this Eagles offense so far this year, which was so much better in that second half on Sunday. Oh, of course, injuries now playing a part on the defensive side.
Plagued.
Yeah, they're plagued. Hugh, we talked about it briefly with Rhea. How concerned are you with the pass rush for the next month without Nolan? He's our best guy on the outside, you know.
Good question, Joe. Right now, who's that? Smith. You got Zadarius.
Zadarius Smith. You got Jelix.
Still got some left in the tank.
Jelix Hunt, who I feel like hasn't really popped yet, Jelix, so far this season.
Yeah, you got Jalen in the middle. Jordan looks like he's starting to come along. I would say as of right now, the way that they're playing, I'm worried more about health than pass rush.
Just in general health,
in general health.
Well, you brought up Zadarius Smith. He's probably going to have to play more snaps now than maybe they planned for because he's the best guy we have now.
Yeah. You know, he had a chance to meet him. Look, he's in pretty good shape. Kept himself in pretty good shape. Probably be called on to do a lot more.
Yeah.
I like the veteran aspect of him being there. Like I said, not so much the pass rush. More so the health of the team, overall health of the defense, I should say.
Well, now you speak to corner, too. So, Adoree Jackson was practicing on a limited basis yesterday, mm-hmm. but, you know, a corner with a groin injury is not a great thing.
Yeah, what you talk about, change of direction mm-hmm. and all that other good stuff. Yeah, that's.
And then Ja'Korian Bennett went on the IR, too, so we're going to be down him for 4 weeks, along with Nolan Smith. I do, it seems like Keely Ringo's probably the next up Sunday if they need him.
Up.
We might need an interior pass rush on Sunday.
Did you forget that?
Some snaps in you?
What are you talking about? Nah, I'm done, dog. Somebody said some of that.
Just five a game.
Dog, listen.
Be a great bit for the show.
Let me tell you.
We could mic up Hugh and then play the audio on Mondays.
I say this with confidence. If I went out there and somebody put their hands on me, I'm going straight to my car and get my gun. Because I'm shooting somebody. I'm too old for that, man. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to sit my butt right there in the stands, and I'm going to recklessly speculate next week
on
Monday.
That's better for you now, yeah.
Yeah, man, because, listen, what they do and what I used to do, something was clearly wrong with me to do it for as long as I did. It's a different animal, man, and the way these kids play, the speed of the game and the size of these lines, nah, I'm good.
I thought you were going to say if you had to go out there Sunday against Tristan Wirfs, you go straight to the upper room.
The upper room? No, you know.
Yeah, you might get turned to dust.
You know what? Pride to take over for about
that would
a
be
few
a rap
seconds, but then after that, then the body just give up. Nah, it'd be a wrap.
No, that
then
would
I
be
have to go pop the trunk and make it not about football.
Yeah, and the NFL doesn't want that, nor does WIP. Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Matt. What are you thinking?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I think this idea of Hugh Douglas and the WIP winery tour in California sounds like a winner to me. It's for real.
We need cameras. We need this thing mic'd up for sure.
I think I would clearly make a lot of people mad because I would be drinking my wine straight out the bottle.
Yeah, you can't do that in Napa
so
Valley.
Some hardcore wine drinkers would probably be upset.
I don't think they would be offended. It's a little like they're so wined out there that they just do like cups and whatnot. Like I don't think they would raise too many eyebrows, man.
Yeah,
he said it wind
you.
Out. It's so wind out.
I mean, they're just so casual about it. They just, you know, it's not always that fancy. But anyway, that I would like to see happen. As far as the Jalen thing, man, I'm mystified. I am. I'm more confused now than when I called. Like, I didn't hear the comments initially by Donovan. I didn't. Was he saying it like they don't trust him? Like they're.
No, he said it seems.
You know
like,
what? How about this? So, okay. Matt, you probably. Let's play it again. Matt, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll bring you right back. Kyle, let's play the cut of Donovan again. So this is Donovan on the afternoon show on Monday with Ike and Spike and Jack talking about the offense and his perception of why they've run it the way they have so far this season.
To me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to two Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Matt, just to kind of bring it back after that. Okay. So that was the context of it. And it seems like he thinks they should trust him more, but he doesn't think they actually do.
Interesting. Okay, because the thing I was thinking of when I was on hold is that, like, we know one thing that actually would corroborate what Donovan's saying is we know that Jeffrey Lurie believes in an air raid passing offense, right? We know that's the kind of football he wants to see. So for them to – and that I think that trickles down philosophically into the coaches and everything. So for them to not throw the ball is weird. You got to have a compelling reason to not. Last year, there was a very compelling reason. It was called Saquon Barkley at our line, which is unleashed on everybody. But now, and Kyle was kind of saying this earlier, it's like, we're not really running the ball that well. They know it's coming. Not really throwing, though. It's just sort of a masters of none type thing. And, I mean, wouldn't they throw the ball? They know we can throw the ball. I just don't get it. And then what about the Steichen year? I mean, he was amazing.
I know. Man. I am with you on the confusion. Because I think we're at the point of Matt, good phone call, and Hugh brought up Justin Herbert, right? Same draft class, same age, right? Same trajectory in the NFL in terms of years, right? They've been in the league the same amount of time. And if you go look at the Chargers last year, they were a run-first team. Right? It was the first year with a new coach. Actually, the Eagles and Chargers were similar last year. These Eagles were better, right? They just were a better version of, but run the ball, defense. I think they were 1-2 in defense last year in points allowed. But this year, to Hugh's point, they seem to have put more on Justin Herbert's plate. Like, all right, now let's go, right? Like, we're putting it on you to lead us, and they're 3-0. The same thing hasn't happened here. I mean, that's just obvious. Until the Eagles went down three scores, they haven't asked you on a throw.
I think you can kind of even, like, because that's a broader picture of it is, using the run to set up the pass should be vice versa if you trust Jalen. Mm-hmm. But, like, 3rd and 15. And they're handing it off
and
right up the gut.
That play that Hugh referenced and you're referencing, it's happened in variations a lot in the first three games. Like, maybe it's been 3rd and 7, right. 3rd and 8. There's maybe an extreme of 3rd and 15.
Like,
but there's
been the giving up?
The draws.
It doesn't make any sense if you have a quarterback that you can trust.
I tell you how, from a defensive perspective, and this why I think what Donovan say is somewhat valid, because – going into this season, the first thing, and we talked about that this in offseason, and I think some of the conversations we had, Joe, was like, do you think the offense is going to open up? Conventional wisdom would tell you yes, because of the fact that the quarterback and the running back had a whole lot of success last year running the football.
Yep.
And most teams, when they watch this game or when they watch any of the Eagles' last games from last year, they see that Saquon Barkley was a big part of that. So if I'm a defensive coordinator, the number one thing I'm going to do is scheme up plays to stop the run, which teams did in the first couple of games of the season. And you would think that to open up the running game to get back to that ability to run the ball, you throw the ball a little bit more. Okay, if you're gonna load the box, stack the box, then I'm gonna start throwing the ball a little bit. I'm gonna spread you out, and I'm gonna throw the ball. We haven't really done that. We've gone 12 personnel. Ross Tucker pointed that out.
Yep.
We've been going heavy tight end with a tight end that can't block. With all due respect, and I said that wrong. With all due respect, Kyle Kotera can't block.
That's the other tight end. Yeah.
Kyle Kotera, because Dallas can block.
Of course, yeah.
So you're going 12 personnel with one guy who can block and one guy that can't block, trying to run the football, and you're not having that much success with it. Instead of going a personnel grouping where you get another receiver out there, throw the ball a little bit more, loosen up the box, and then run the football. You can run the football.
You couldn't even get through the sentence on that.
I tried to be professional.
I know.
I was trying.
You were cooking there. It was,
See, that's your fault, though.
What did I do?
Because I've been around y'all too long, man. And
Hold on. You've been like this well before you met us.
No, but I used to be a little bit more professional.
Wow. It's our fault.
I used to be a little bit more professional.
These are your own sentences. You're not laughing at something I said. You're laughing at something you said.
No, but I used to be a little bit more professional.
There's just no way. You were cooking bacon on the air.
I was just a little bit more professional.
Now, we taught you professionalism here at WIP. Come on now. Cody's in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Cody?
I kind of, my perspective on it, I think maybe Kevin Petula doesn't quite trust himself, and he's been going with a conservative approach and counting on the defense and to win the games for us.
Kevin Petula, I like that. We changed his man's name.
You know, Cody, I think there might be something to what you're saying. Like, perhaps Petula doesn't want his offense to make mistakes, so he's kind of
calling
the game conservative, even though maybe he trusts his quarterback a little bit more.
And I think at halftime, maybe it was him who got the pep talk and not so much Jalen Hurts getting one when they come out throwing the ball and maybe letting him, like, hey, come on, you know, step into it, be yourself. Let's put a little risk in this.
Let me help you out, Cody.
How did it go?
He got slapped across the lips, Cody. That's my thought.
Bam!
He got
slapped.
I've been hearing you say that all week.
He got slapped across the lips. He got slapped right across his lips.
Cody, good phone call, man. This is I appreciate Cody listening. I appreciate the message getting out. It is a problem though. When we hear people like what you said really has taken on a new life. Again, I'm expecting 107 on the broadcast on Sunday, them to open up and say, a lot of speculation in Philly that Jalen Hurts took over play calling in the second half of the game. That, of course, not true.
I'm going to get a whole lot of dirty looks next time I go to the link.
Press box? Yeah. You know what you should put on? Remember when Bobby Valentine put the glasses and the fake mustache when he was snuck back in the dugout?
I had to do that.
You got to do that.
But no, normally, trench coat.
But see, this is the problem. Because normally I go speak to the guys in the press box every day.
Yeah.
I go speak to the PR people. So if I don't speak, then, you know what I mean? They kind of know.
You got to break that ice. Hey, what are you doing to us?
No. I can just see Bob not talking about, you know what? You're an idiot. Just straight up, you're an idiot.
The worst part is it was a believable story. And people believed it to the point where, and you've convinced yourself it's true. That's
no,
my
you know
favorite
what's
part.
Funny. I'm lucky that me and Bob are as good friends as we are because he probably would have he's probably going to call. I mean, I would not be surprised if I'm not called an idiot when I see him the next
but
time.
But you're a professional. So.
But I used to be. Mm-hmm. So I started working with you two, Yahoo.
The passing. Would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you. The passing game.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking.
That's a pro right there. That is
I'm a professional.
Professional. Chewing on the air.
Phone going off all the time.
Yeah. We know what else.
Yeah. Tasty though. Yeah. He meant.
Not to mention.
I am a professional.
Not to mention the fart that you still have admitted to.
I did not fart.
That heel is going to stay there. Why has the Cyretic been on four other freaking football team.
You know what? The more you play that, I'm like, damn, I'm surprised I'm still here.
Yeah, you were fired up.
God, I'm like, damn, I'm still here.
Did all that?
I think we just took it as a win that we got you that passionate about something.
We did.
We're like, all right, baby steps.
That was awesome.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm like, damn, that's a lot.
You know what's cool about that? Maybe we should, but we might have to revisit that audio tomorrow. That was about Hassan Reddick, who the Eagles play this Sunday.
You think he's going to be fired up to play us?
Hopefully not as fired up as you were, because that's a problem for us. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the side, plus some sound from A.J. Brown on the offense. And if he thinks it's fair to say the Bucs have had their number, that's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet? Other than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook. Fanatics Sportsbook is the home of fair play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatics Sportsbook's fair play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick with a book that leaves you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back for the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and second quarter for all pro football player games. Every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.